The gospel today is for mature believers, because immature believers have a hard time accepting that the Lord Jesus would say no. The Lord Jesus in the gospel today says no 3 times. When the Canaanite woman cried out to him that my daughter is possessed by a demon, he ignored her. That was the first no. And then the disciples said, send her away, she's causing disturbance. And his response was, I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. That was his second no. The woman came and prostrated before him and said, save my daughter. And he said, it is not right to give the food of the children to the dogs. That was his third no. Immature believers have a hard time accepting this, where in fact the Lord Jesus said no many times. When the devil told him to turn stone into bread, he said no. When the devil challenged him to jump down from the top of the temple, he said no. When the devil said to him, bow down before it, he said no. After he performed many miracles in Capernaum, the people there asked him to stay on longer. He said no. You remember the story of how when he exorcised the demons from a man and sent the demons into the pigs, the man came back to him and said, Lord, I want to follow you wherever you go. And he said to him, no, return to your family. When a man came to him and said, help me to settle the dispute I have with my brother over the inheritance, he said, no. When the disciples asked him to send the children away, he said, no, bring the children to me. When the disciples asked him to send the people away to get food because they were in the middle of nowhere, he said, no, you feed them. And then, as you know, he performed the miracles of the multiplication of the bread. Not once, but twice. When Martha asked him to tell Mary to help her in the kitchen, he said, no, Mary has chosen the better part. When the Pharisees demanded more signs, more miracles from heaven to prove to them who he is, he said, no. When the crowds wanted to make him king, he said, no. When the disciples begged him not to go to Jerusalem because they knew going to Jerusalem is for him to die, and he said, no. The truth about God that is revealed to us today in the gospel is that God will say no or yes when he wants to. God is under no obligation to say yes to us. God is God. But immature believers have a hard time accepting this, because immature believers have the notion that God owes them. Somehow they have this notion that God owes them growing up to be liked by everyone. God owes them to do well in school. God owes them when they, after they finish school, to give them a good job. God owes them that when they look for a boyfriend, girlfriend, mate, that he will give them the one. God owes them a good career. God owes them a lot of money. Somehow immature believers think this way. They think that Jesus should be so nice that he should not say no ever. But the truth that is revealed to us is that God, the Almighty, owes us nothing. God owes you and me nothing. He can say no whenever he wants. But we all know that God is the most generous being in the universe ever existed. We all know that even though God owes us nothing, he has already given us everything. He has already given us his only son, Jesus, to come down from heaven, to suffer and die on the cross, to rise from the dead, so as to open the gates of heaven for us. Even though God owes us nothing, he offers us the gift of the salvation of our soul. Even though God owes us nothing, my brothers and sisters, mature believers understand that God has given us all we need. Immature believers have a very hard time accepting this gospel because the Lord Jesus called a woman a dog. Immature believers today would insist that Jesus goes on Channel 9 on TV and issue a public apology to say something like, "I misspoke. I don't recall. I didn't mean it." Immature believers would want for the disciples today to hire a PR company to make over the image of Jesus. Because immature believers have a hard time accepting this truth. And what is that truth, my brothers and sisters? That truth is that God will test us. The woman of Canaan, did not get offended. She did not stomp out of the place and go to the lawyers and say, "You know, I'll sue him for calling me a dog." She knew what was going on. She knew that the Son of God was testing her faith. And so her response was, "Lord, even the dogs get to eat the scraps fallen down from the master's table." She passed the test, and the Lord Jesus healed her daughter. Immature believers have the wrong notion somehow that it is them who test God. That God has to pass their test to be their God. "Well, I don't go to church anymore. I don't pray anymore. I don't believe in God anymore because God did not heal my daughter of cancer. Because God let my husband die. Because in my old age, God didn't give me a good retirement. God didn't pass my test. Therefore, he's not God for me. This is what happened. When the truth is rather God will test our faith. While the immature believers will stomp out the room and say, I don't need this. The mature believers will say, you are God. You say no to me when you want. You say yes to me when you like. You call me a dog, call me a pig, call me a bum, call me whatever you like. I trust and believe that you are the Almighty and you have the power to save me. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come to the Eucharist this morning, let us pray for one another that we may have this mature faith in God, that we may let God be God, that we know and forever be grateful that although God owes us nothing, he has given us everything we need for salvation. And that we ask God, knowing that he will test our faith, that he will not test us beyond our ability, beyond our strength. That at the end of the day, we will be like the Canaanite woman. Saying things like, Lord, even the dogs get the scraps from the master's table. And then we will pass the test of faith.